Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And when you sit first row, there's good amount of leg room. Mm. When you sit fifth row, it's very squished. And the other thing that almost happened, I almost died because I got up once during this entire game, and that was to get another bottle of water early second half. And I wouldn't miss a play. I left during one of the TV timeouts. And as I get up, this giant older gentleman falls. He just collapses into my arms and this lady's arms next to me.
Was he all right?
I don't know. I'm pushing his ass up. So I'm holding his ass in his legs. I apologize. I was getting handsy. I was trying to save him. Right. What was I supposed to do?
Was
he drunk?
He wasn't drunk. So I'm going to paint a better picture here because I got to observe this whole thing. It was one of the most insane things I've ever seen happen to like somebody I was with at a sporting event, like right. Evan. You usually see a fight from this or somebody gets drunk, whatever. Yeah. I don't think this guy was drunk. I think, sadly, he was just very old and overweight. Evan stood up. This man tumbled into the row, and he's lucky that that railing was there. He pinned Evan against the railing to the point I had to wrap my arm around Evan to make sure Evan didn't fall down into rows 4, 3, 2, and 1. And as Evan is pinned and he's trying to help him
out,
over the wall.
Oh, jeez.
It was so tight. This guy's legs are caught in between Evan's chair. He has another man trying to lift him up. And Evan, after about, I would say, 65 seconds of trying to hold up and not fall over the wall, Evan starts yelping like a ferret. I'm not strong enough. I'm not strong enough. I need help. I need help. So now I panicked, and I got one leg up on this guy's leg. This guy's family's trying to lift him up. Evan, and it's not Evan's fault. Evan panicked. He got very nervous.
Hold on. Did my hands ever leave his carcass or legs?
No, you wanted to make sure he didn't fully fall concrete. You were doing a good job. Right. You were ready to let go of the rope.
So don't.
What were you doing, Sean?
Watching.
No. I had one foot in this. I was protecting Evan from falling and flipping over the wall. Like, my arm was the barrier because that's how tight it was. There was too much pressure. There was no room to move.
You can't say I was panicking when I continued to try to save the man's life. What I was letting everyone know, especially security, is I'm not that strong. I can't keep doing this.
Right. Did you yell, I'm not strong enough in secession? Like it was Omaha and Peyton Manning at the line?
Here's how I said it. You tell me if I was screaming.
If he would have fallen, he would have been okay, you know.
Would he have?
Because it was only into the force. It's like it's a short drop.
The problem is he was like a dead fish. Like offense. He couldn't find his bearings to like roll and flip himself over.
Also, he couldn't grasp onto anything.
No.
He had that control of his body.
Basically, the top of like our seats were down the direct middle of his body, and he had his legs and arms like caught in between the seats. He couldn't move. Like, we had to physically pick his limbs up out of places like it was a Lego box.
And then when we finally got him up, I turned to Sean and said, I intended to go get water. Can I leave now? And Sean gave me permission. Like, yeah, you can go. You did your job.
Yeah. He had to go at that point. Also, I felt bad. The guy was embarrassed. And now, by the way, worst place to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Falls in front of two radio guys because now...
Because now you know you're getting talked about.
Exactly.
Did he know you were WFA?
I don't think so.
Well, if he did, he wasn't going to let us know.
Well, was he a Giant fan?
That I couldn't tell.
Or a 49er fan.
He was dressed incognito. He was with Giant fans.
Oh, so
for
sure.
So he probably was a Giant fan.
No, he's probably a Jet fan like myself.
Then security came. They all did the mustache face. They acted like they didn't know what happened.
Now, unfortunately...
Right, was there a fight up here?
Yeah, exactly. No, it wasn't us.
So the way I did this is when I went to the game with Sean, I recorded the whole thing.
Yes.
Just because if there's a moment during the game I'd like to use on the radio, I'd have it available. During the moment of the man falling, like, you just can't hear anything. So for those that are like, well, why don't you play that? It just, you can't hear anything. But I do have other things.
You were recording.
I did have it recording, yes. And then I would have needed, like...
I almost need to hear that.
The problem was he had the recording facing my seat, and if you had to tilt it the other way, it was facing, like, Evan's seat.
Yeah.
So that's why.
You just wouldn't hear anything.
Right. That's what we would hear.
But would you... Would you like to hear some of my favorite Sean Moraes moments from MetLife Stadium?
Yes, let's hear these. Go ahead.
All right, we got so many options here. You want a serious one or you want a he's losing his mind one?
I want him is losing his mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is what I like to call catch the bleeping ball. This is after Theo Johnson's drop on third down.
God, man. Joe Shane thought he was Tavoro, too.
You can only catch a ball on the five or in the end.
Jeez, man.
Is he worse or about the same or better than Evan Ingram?
I'm glad you should say that.
Oh, hold on. Would you like to hear clip number two? He went on.
This is still same. On Theo?
Yeah, this one paused a little bit, and this is where he actually invokes the name Evan Ingram.
He makes Evan Ingram look like he has blue on his hands.
Don't worry. We'll get a non-aware color analyst come in here and do a game and say, oh, that's rare for Theo Johnson.
Right.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
What he heard from Ingram. He's a really good tight end.
A few drives later.
By the way, that happened with Evan Ingram back in the day.
It did.
The analyst had no idea. That's rare for Evan Ingram to drop passes.
And I remember the analyst. I think it was Jonathan Vilma.
Yes, it was definitely Vilma.
It was.
We were all like, huh?
Huh? That's exactly what he's known for.
Exactly.
I think it was a few drives later, Theo had another drop. This is the one in traffic in which I don't think he tried to use his hands.
It was the very next drive after Abdul Carter's fumble pick, whatever it was.
Here's right. More ranting on Theo Johnson.
I'd sit this loser for the rest of the game. I don't give a flying that there are that many people around me.
Okay. He's got to make that play.
Catch the ball. He sucks so bad.
All right, so if I remember this one.
Wouldn't stop me from upgrading tight end.
If I remember this one, was right after... Was this after the sack? Did Jackson Dart get sacked the play before?
He might have been.
Because they were all stops. They were basically stops to the line to gain. And Jackson Dart, I think he had just gotten sacked. And so he was scared of getting sacked again, getting hit again. because Marcus Bo got beat really badly the first time. So he was locked in on Theo. He didn't look anywhere else, even though Wandell, or I think it may be Slayton, whoever it was in the slot, was wide open. But he was locked in. That's why he threw it. It was in double coverage, right?
Yes, double coverage.
He was locked in on Theo because he was scared of getting hit. He's like, I'm picking one of these guys, and it's you or bust. So go win. And he picked Theo. But if he had picked the guy in the slot, he probably would have won it.
Catch the ball.
That's...
By the way,
I only say that because that's what happens when your quarterback gets hit. A guy who has all season long as the starter now for, what, 4 or 5 games, made the right decisions, starts predetermining the decision because he's scared of getting hit. That's why offensive line is so important.
Now, just so you know and the audience knows, he wasn't a cursing, ranting machine the entire time. Mm-hmm. He actually made some very interesting points. Tiki Barber, would you like to hear an X's and O's critique from Sean Morash?
Yeah, let's.
So, no bleeping here. Mm. Yeah, we didn't need that at this one. This was straightforward, him saying, hey, Evan, I got an issue with a strategy Shane Bowen is using. Take a listen.
Bowen in this game, and this goes, they clearly didn't practice it all week. You're short all these corners. Your best corner is your nickel corner, Drew Phillips, who can play the outside and is your best tackler.
Yeah.
He should be playing on first and second down. Yeah. Outside and then moving back instead of being off the field. They're just running to the outside.
Interesting.
What do you think of that one, Teague?
I mean, that's an interesting philosophy. I think you could probably employ that.
Yeah, well, my philosophy is my best players need to be on the field.
The challenge then becomes you have your now new nickel who has no idea what he's doing playing the nickel, trying to play the nickel. It's just more, there's more, you're a linebacker. When you're the nickel cornerback is essentially a linebacker.
Right.
So now you have and run these responsibilities that some of these guys probably aren't willing to take on.
But he could go back to nickel in nickel situations. My issue was in the base defense.
They're base nickel.
But if you look how many plays, and you'll see this, how many plays was Drew Phillips off the field? He was off the field a ton. And
was
our first,
he?
This is what I noticed.
I didn't notice this in real time.
So I noticed it from our seats because it was so high up on the old 22.
Yeah.
I swear to you, I would not have noticed this on TV.
Is he hurt? Is he?
No, but look at his snap count. It was extremely down. Nobody pressed him. First and second down, they're in Corey Black and Banks, and they don't have a third corner on the field. And they were attacking. Kyle Shanahan was attacking those outside zone runs. Drew Phillips, his strength is actually not coverage.
Right.
It's coming up and making those tackles. They finally did it at one point early in the third quarter, and Drew Phillips blew up the play. So I just thought that was major malpractice to have Corey Black taking all those snaps that could have gone to Drew Phillips, who's not a rookie, who should be able to go flexible.
Now, unbelievable.
So what did they play with an extra safety?
Yeah, like they were going 3 safeties at times.
Mm. Now,
Flanagan Fowles was on the field.
You hear this high-level football discussion going on. Sean doesn't have this discussion without sitting in my seats upstairs. So apologize to the poors, as you like to call them.
The poors.
In 313.
I want to say to the poors, you see a lot of stuff you don't see on TV. That was a take I would not have had I been watching on TV.
Now, there's something else that Sean said. We'll call this cut number 7, Tommy, in which I think Sean actually nailed this to a T. And many may argue, I knew it too at the time, but he called it before anybody else.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.